Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Lauren DeVera of the Lion's Den. Lauren, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. Super excited to be here.
Definitely super excited to have you on. And before we jumped in, I want to read a little bit more about Lauren so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Lauren is the creator and founder of the Lion's Den, a community-driven and operated organization dedicated to inclusion and creating spaces for people to freely express themselves. The Lion's Den provides weekly dance classes, monthly sessions, and opportunities to perform and serve in the local community. Lauren has 11 years of experience in dance education and community building. She is a 360-degree wellness advocate and performance artist in the DC metropolitan area, empowering people through various modalities, including dance, yoga, barre, and meditation. Expect to leave with a deeper sense of self, confidence, and newfound awareness for your inner artist. Lauren, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am.
Awesome. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story. What led you to get started with your business?
Yeah. So I'm one of those people where they didn't know they were like really starting a business. So back in like the end of 2013 or 2014, it was a couple of years after college graduation. My dance experience through college was incredible as far as like community building and creating experiences on the weekends. Shout out to Kodachrome, Virginia, that gave me kind of the first taste of community and dance in one space. Mm-hmm. And so I was teaching like adult classes, but through studios, and I was teaching a lot of kids, but I wanted to have a class that was accessible to my friends, and that was affordable, not some insane rate at the time. So I like rented a studio and started hosting my own class. And it was before I really had a name for it. I was making my own flyer through those apps. So I was doing this choreography class for a while. And then I wanted to also cater to the street dance community, which is still kind of separate from like the choreography community. Mm-hmm. So I also provided a freestyle session after the class for people to come out and just get down. And so the Lion's Den name, that was the name of the session. Mm-hmm. And then fast forward through, 2014, 15, 16, all the way to where we are now. I basically have been hosting a consistent dance class on Tuesdays for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's just evolved through like different names and different spaces. And we officially became an LLC last summer, just operating one class a week, and then monthly events, and we host like a party every quarter.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And I definitely appreciate that. And I appreciate, just the community piece as well too. Cause I always say like a lot of times we forget, that connection piece and building and growing with each other or, dancing, whatever it is that we can do to kind of be connected. And I appreciate you for doing that through those modalities to be able to kind of connect and reach people. And I think a time sometimes when you feel like you're by yourself and you don't have a way to connect, there's different ways that you can do that.
Yes, absolutely. It really came from like, going into adulthood after college. It was like, mm-hmm. Well, why can't we still have those really amazing, dope experiences that we had mm-hmm. in college? Why can't we do that just because we're now like a professional in the real world? And so that's what I wanted to create on a weekly basis, was bringing the community and the fun part all together in the same space.
Absolutely. I love that. And that's where I'm guessing we can find that in the Lion's Den. So I wanted to hear a little bit more about, the Lion's Den and all the awesome things that you're doing there.
Yeah. So we host like a weekly class on Tuesdays at 8:30 mm-hmm. Over here in Alexandria. Mm-hmm. And then we partner with like other businesses. So we host like a monthly session at The Block in Annandale. Mm-hmm. And what we do there is we just clear out the floor. We take over the space and we play music and we just get down. And then we host a quarterly dance party called Roar, and we hire a DJ, we invite different dance crews and companies to perform, and it's kind of like a potluck style, and it's a great way for everyone in the community to come together without the limitations of it being a battle or a competition, but more so a safe space for us to party and get down, you know, which is can sometimes be limiting when you go out into the city and you're dealing with other elements there. So, yeah. But yeah, I mean, besides from the lines, and I also teach bar yoga and meditation outside of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Nice. No, I definitely, you know, appreciate that because again, you know, just as you said, like when you are graduating from school, especially you have such a strong community, especially if you're like on campus, at least in my experience. And then when you transition from that, you don't not have those wants and desires. Sometimes you just don't have the opportunity or the ways to be able to kind of connect it. So I appreciate you for actually building that and building that mousetrap of things that we were kind of missing.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce, and it could be for yourself or for your organization and your business. But what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
Yeah, I think the clarity and the vision of the Lion's Den has been constantly evolving. And I think as you experience different things and you notice who is showing up, you know, you're realizing that you're tapping into a certain audience. My background is pretty diverse. I'm a certified yoga teacher. I'm certified in mindfulness, stress-based reduction, and positive psychology. So all of those things that I've been learning and applying and studying, I bring those elements into the Lion's Den. So it's really important that when people show up in our space, that we create this feeling of home, you know, coming, like bringing back the element of finding your people, finding your tribe, and being that we're in like the DMV area, such a transient place, mm-hmm. It is really difficult to find and create long lasting bonds. And so I believe our secret sauce is that we focus more on the people before the actual service, before the actual product, and really paying attention to like, okay, who's showing up in our space? You know, what are they saying that they need? What, you know, are they not getting elsewhere? How can our dance experience be different? Because, you know, there's a million and one dance studios, and I don't necessarily call us a dance studio. We're not a brick and mortar, but we are a family that occupies various spaces. Yeah, it's more so like, well, how would I want to feel walking into a new space? You know, and I professionally, I used to work at a church, you know, and being a Filipino, like we're naturally like hospitable and want to make people feel welcome. And so bringing that element into our space, more so like focusing on the human versus just the dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense. And I usually say a lot I'm talking more about the business, but I was like, when you peel back the onion of business, you'll forget that a business is made up of people. Those people have wants, desires, hopes, dreams, but you bring up another point, which is right in line, which that sometimes we forget that about the people that we're serving as well too. So those clients, those people that are coming through our doors for whatever quote unquote service it might be, there's sometimes and probably a really deeper reason that we're connecting with and we're there to do that. So we should kind of take it upon ourselves to do the best of serving, but also do the best of listening and engaging as well. Yes, too.
Absolutely. It's awesome. Important. Like the people drive everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like without them, like we can't do what we do. And yeah, it's just like trying to recreate that amazing experience every time and keeping it fresh so that it doesn't get stale.
Absolutely. Yes. If you have to have people to serve in order to serve, unless, you know, you're not really doing it. Why are you really doing it?
Right. Exactly.
So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
I think getting clarity on like what your strengths are and capitalizing on that. You know, it's oftentimes like some people try to recommend to like, okay, figure out your weakness and then strengthen that. But, you know, we're only allotted so many hours in a day, and I know where my strengths lie. So my strengths lie in, you know, bringing people together, influence, ideation, creativity. I think my hack more so where I knew that I needed some help was like productivity and staying focused on a goal. And I think what has helped me when you're such a creative mind and you're constantly assessing, analyzing, you know, it's going to sound cliche, but cultivating a meditation practice has extremely helped me. Just finding the time to get quiet and drop in back to my body and maybe notice like whatever thoughts are arising. Mm-hmm. So meditation practice. And I also practice something called morning pages. This is a hack created by Julia Cameron. She's mm-hmm. the author of The Artist's Way. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
I haven't heard of it. Mm-hmm.
You need to read that book.
I will. It's already on the list.
Game changer. Yeah. I journal every single day. And I aim for at least 3 pages or 30 minutes just to kind of get the subconscious mind onto paper so that mm-hmm. I can sift through and get to like what's really happening in my mind. Mm-hmm. And I feel like through the practice of daily writing and daily meditation, I am peeling back layers to get back what's inside us or inside me. And that's something that I recommend for anyone who, for any human being really, is, you know, we already have the skills that's required to do what we need to do. It's just a matter of discovering it or reawakening it. And then what helps me too is just revisiting like the vision. I never used to be a long-term planner, and I don't really call myself a long-term planner, but mm-hmm. the vision of like, okay, well, where do I want to be when I'm 50, 60, 70, 80? Is what I'm doing sustainable? And that helps me kind of like figure out what to say yes to and what to say no to if it's mm-hmm. not aligning with that end vision, you know, so that, yeah, just through practicing those things and getting clarity over and over again. Because it's a process.
I want to ask you now for what I call a CEO nugget. So that could be like a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what might you tell your younger business self?
Everyone is going to have an opinion and they're going to project their own experience on you. And you will feel flustered if you try to take on everyone's advice.
I wanted to ask you now my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. So we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Lauren, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I think when we strip away like the bells and whistles, it really comes down to someone who has recognized a need and they have a passion that aligns with that need. And so coming from a place of wanting to serve people, because that is what owning a business is. You're serving a customer or a client or an audience or a community. Even if your business is blogging or whatever, you're trying to provide value for someone else. So I think it's someone who has a CEO is someone who has a relentless passion. Relentless desire to provide value for a need in their community, whatever they can do to achieve that. Yeah.
I love that. And I think it speaks to like that deeper approach that you have and the secret sauce that you have with your organization, because I think so many times we get caught in the how we're going to do it in the different ways, or we're blogging, or we're podcasting, or we have creating a studio, or how we're doing it. But in reality, if you remember that you're being of service and you figure out how best to kind of connect those dots and be empathetic and put yourself in those shoes, then that allows you the opportunity to really serve on an even higher level and deeper level, as you kind of spoke to before.
Awesome.
Well, Lauren, truly appreciate that definition, and I appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know, and then of course how best they can get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things you're working on.
Yeah, thank you. You can follow us on Instagram, which is The Lion's Den DMV. My personal page is The Lauren DeVera. I also have a page dedicated to mindfulness and positive psychology and self-care that is called Mind Move Matter. All of those things, one place. You can go to my website, www.lauren-devera.com. I would love to connect with anyone who has any questions or would like to possibly collaborate or just extend the conversation even more. And awesome being here.
Awesome. Definitely great to have you. And we will definitely have the LinkedIn information in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you even easier. But thank you so much again, Lauren, for reminding us of taking care of those certain things and making sure we remember why we're doing what we're doing, which is the service of people. So appreciate that. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.